90.4 FM.
We've got Venant van Sail on the line this morning. He is an investigator from Phoenix Paranormal South Africa. Good morning, Venant.
You are an actual Ghostbuster.
Yes.
Wow.
Producer Phil tells us you've just come back from an investigation. How does this work, Venant?
Going on the investigation. Okay, so basically what happens, people contact us. We've got a bit of a track record now over the years we've been doing this. So people contact us and they let us know about some strange activity, and then we go in with our instruments and we go try and document it.
So when you say document, does that mean kind of sending them on their way as well, or do you just document it and then leave them there?
Yeah, well, no, we just document.
Right.
We do have friends in our circle that deal with those kinds of things. But no, we just try and document proof of the paranormal.
So you're a ghost documenter, not a ghostbuster.
Ghost investigator.
I see.
Paranormal investigator.
You don't have that backpack thing that they have in there.
And the car.
No, unfortunately.
All right, got you.
We're all out of those.
Venant, I'm sure there are some occupational hazards in your industry. What's the freakiest thing that's ever happened on the job?
This is right in the beginning of when the group started. I myself was not present at that time, but there was an incident that happened with... We had our three ladies under the stage at the rec hall, and suddenly the atmosphere started getting weird. They heard like a whistling sound, and then one of the ladies started laughing really strange. You know, she was kind of out of it. So everyone hit panic stations, and the team basically got her out of there, but she was well out of it. So you can probably say she was possessed by a very strong negative entity. Her eyes were glazed over black. It was really freaky.
So you're saying that one of the investigators, one of the Ghostbusters, got possessed by a ghost?
Yes.
Wow. How did they
That's
fix
pretty
that?
Pretty much, yeah.
How do you fix that?
Well, you know, you have to fight fire with fire. So we're all very religiously inclined, so you sort of just battle it on that front.
Yeah.
So I mean, was that the absolute freakiest? How often do you work? I mean, do you get called fairly frequently? Is there regular work for you?
Yeah, look, it's not really work. We do this on our own dime.
I see.
It's not really a career. We all have other jobs that we do, but on the weekends we get together and we go to some really interesting historical places. So it's the history that attracts us, and then people contact us and say, okay, there's something going on there. Let me go try and catch it.
I just want to ask you quickly, Venant, have you heard about Die Damhuis, that restaurant? Because I'm convinced that I saw something there.
That's very interesting. Yes, you mentioned the Damhuis, because the Damhuis is actually, it was a very unknown location until my wife, Charmaine, she did a post on the place and it started getting notoriety. So it's very interesting that you mentioned that now, because we were one of the first groups to sort of introduce the Damhuis to the paranormal circle.
You see, I told you guys.
Are you ever
scared? Yeah, no, there's definitely something there.
Are you ever scared, Venant?
No, I think, you know, we've been doing this so long, you don't get scared, you get excited, you know, because it's a new location, new story to tell. So yeah, it's quite exciting rather than being scared.
Because I mean,
we spend a lot of hours in the dark, so it's fine with us.
Because I can imagine that the entities would kind of gang up against you. I can imagine that you've got a target on your back, that, you know, you'd be like ghost enemy number one.
You know, it's strange. With certain people, that is the case. Like Yanni, for instance, in our group, he's very sensitive towards the spiritual world, and he constantly gets scratched and pinched, and you know, his hair gets pulled. But he's not fazed at all about this, because he knows that they're just trying to get his attention. They're trying to tell him something. But yeah, you do walk away with physical scars.
Shoot.
That is weird.
Smile Breakfast. 6 tot 9. 9. With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.